Jordan, that is a really interesting model you have there. This morning we've been looking at the different types of water bodies that we have around Texas, the different types of water. We've talked about some of the water habitats, and now we're going to start focusing in on water quality issues, some of the things we as people might be doing to our water to change that water quality. And to start off, we're going to talk about garbology. And I have Joy and Rebecca with me from Van Vleck. Van Vleck is a tiny town right on the central Texas Gulf Coast. And Joy and Rebecca are going to start out by telling us just what garbology is.
Well, garbology is the study of garbage. That's basically really what it is.
And what exactly did you do to study garbage?
Well, we went to the beach once a month, and we mark off the section 500 meters long, and we form a straight line, and we collect all the trash that we see, and we mark it, tally them all up, and we mark it on our record, so that's how we show it.
Well, this looks like it might be an example of some of the garbage you picked up. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about what you picked up and what we can learn from that?
Well, we found a lot of plastic and a lot of plastic bags and plastic bottles, and we also found bleach bottles and Mexican Clorox bottles and balloons.
Well, I noticed that there's chips and holes and some very unusual shaped holes in some of these bottles. Do we know where those holes came from?
Yes, actually, those are turtle bites, and the turtles, they see it floating in the water, and they think it's food, and so they go up and bite it.
Well, it looks like this one actually made off with a piece of that bottle and swallowed it. Will that hurt the turtles?
Yes, yeah. It'll hurt them. It clogs up their digestive system, and it'll eventually deteriorate it, and then kill it.
Well, you said you categorized the trash. Were you able to figure out where this trash is coming from?
It comes from the ocean and the land and from just general things, other from people themselves.
How does it end up on the beach?
Well, if it comes from the ocean, it is either blown off board of a ship or it's just thrown overboard. If it comes from beachgoers, and that's usually one of the main ways they get on the beach.
You mentioned that you gathered all the trash and itemized it. Do you have some idea of how many pieces of trash or how much all this trash weighs that you picked up on the beach?
We get about 250 to 500 pounds of trash on each trip, and that is in 25 to 30 bags. Of garbage.
And that all comes from one 500 meter stretch
yes,
of beach.
Sir.
Gosh, that would be an awful lot of trash if you had to pick up the whole coast of Texas, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Do you have some idea of what percentage of your plastic bottles have been bitten on by turtles?
About 90% are bitten by turtles. And it's not only plastic bottles, it's also plastic bags, balloons, and other things.
Is there other kinds of wildlife that our trash is hurting besides just the turtles?
Well, it's hurting everything because the pollution is killing it because it hurts its environment. And we found some dead birds, sharks, and sharks.
Well, that's good to know. We all ought to be more careful about our trash. And I think we've got some more students over here with Chuck who are going to tell us a little bit more about garbology.